There's a section in Chuang Tzu, or Chuang Tzu, if one wants to be one up, where the Yellow Emperor goes on a pleasure trip, climbs the great mountains, surveys the Red Plain. Then he comes back and he finds that he's lost his black pearl. Well, this is a symbol. So he sets reasoning to find it, but reasoning cannot find it. Then he sets precise analysis to find it, but precise analysis cannot find it. Then he sets big words to find it, but big words cannot find it. Then he asks, no idea. And no idea finds it. Strange, said the great emperor, that no idea should be the one to find it. The Chinese characters are quite involved, but no idea is something like no symbol, no form. The character literally means an elephant, but it's said to mean an abstract form because at first in China they hadn't seen an elephant, and just they saw the bones. And from the bones, they constructed an imaginary sort of visualization of an elephant. So it became the word for a symbol. Well, now, the mind has to be clear then of all self-reference, of all ideas, as he said, of winning and losing, of laying traps, of clever counters. Now, how's it to be done? Well, his practice, one of them that the kendo men do, is this: if you like to try it, 2 or 3 minutes, and I like trying these things, just sit reasonably upright and feel that you're on a hilltop facing the blue sky, and that in your lap you've got a cloth full of little pebbles. Now you sit there. A thought comes up, and you pick up a little pebble and you throw it with the thought away. Another thought comes up. A row I had yesterday. I could have said, chuck it. Another thought comes up. What am I going to do? Chuck it. I discussed with a teacher once and he liked the word chuck. It's not just throw away, but it's contemptuously casting these things off. If he sits and he throws them away with these visualized pebbles, it's a great satisfaction, the pebble and the thought go down the hill. Then just to sit under the blue sky with no more thoughts coming up. Now, if you'd like to try just for half a minute, to sit there as the thoughts come up, throw them away with a pebble. You needn't make the gesture with your hands, but visualize it. Feel yourself doing it. Then sit without thoughts under the blue sky. Well, this is the practice that some of the fencing men do, and they do it in the mountains, or they used to do it in the mountains for quite long periods. until there's a clearing and a pacification. And then they could face opponents and events and illness and good fortune and illness and good fortune equally. And it's then, he says, when there can be this freedom from planning and making thoughts, that this inspiration will show itself clearly.